great big Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh! You're awake. this isn't what it looks like. Yeah, I am most definitely not singing into a whiskering now. It was just, well, it was close to my face because, well, reasons that I cannot disclose to you at this current moment. Do not look at me like that. Okay. Look, you should know by now that I'm going to do silly things like this, okay? This should not come as a shock to you, okay? You're still giving me a funny look. I really hope that you find this cute and not, like, oh gosh, I am with someone who is a lot. You know? Anyway, well, I'm up to something, and I have been for, like, a week now. So, why don't you take a seat and let me amaze you with all of my amazingness and whatnot. So, I am doing something very special for you. Yes. Consider it a festive Christmas treat in advance. Oh, wait one second. I don't want the French toast to burn. Yes, the French toast. Wait. Does it not smell like French toast? I followed the recipe extremely carefully. It smells delicious. You're not just saying that? Well, good. Delicious is a good way to start. Let's just hope it tastes as good as it smells. What do you mean it smells different? How so? Yeah. Well, I mean, it is different from how I normally would make it. There is a reason for this madness, I assure you, which I will explain in just a moment. I just need to make sure the bacon is still all good, as well as the potatoes. I've been a little busy. I think I've been awake for a few hours, but I'm a morning person anyway, so this is fine. Let me just pull the bacon off the skillet, and then I can finally inform you of today's plans. Yes, plans. Today is going to be quite busy. Yeah, well, since it's a surprise, I couldn't really tell you in advance, now could I? But I did make sure that it was on a weekend where it wouldn't interfere with anything, so that much I did check in with you on. I am up to things, okay? Sorry, I keep saying that I'm going to explain all of this chaos, but then I also get caught up with making sure nothing is burning. Because, in my mind, that would ruin everything. See, you say it wouldn't ruin anything, but I just... Look, I really want this to be special, okay? No. You stay seated. You do not need to help me at all. Well, maybe with one thing, but then you better pop squat again. You can check on the potatoes and make sure that they're golden and not, well, black. Oh, and maybe add a little bit more of that seasoning to it. Lightly, though. I've already added plenty. Okay, but first... Good morning. Aww, you think I look beautiful? Well, aren't you just precious? I look like a mess, but thank you, baby. It all looks good? Awesome, okay. Flip the French toast one more time, and then I think we will be good to go. Okay, thank you for your help. Now back to the seat you go. So, you know how we aren't able to visit your family this year for Christmas because of costs and all of that? Well, I know that we're going to see my family for Christmas festivities this year, but I really wanted to celebrate Christmas you just a little bit early. You know, for you. Yes, for you. Okay, so you see, I called your mom last week. I explained to her that I really wanted to surprise you because you've been feeling homesick, all that jazz. It was a lovely conversation, and your mom is such a sweetheart. Anyway, I told her that I wanted to bring a bit of home here for you, which led me to asking her what your favorite Christmas traditions were when you would visit, as well as asking for recipes for all your favorite treats and goodies. Wait. I'm not done. Just hold in. I also got all of your favorite Christmas movies that you would watch with your siblings growing up, one of which is your favorite way to start the holiday season with, so I wanted to squeeze in a day of Christmas to help you with, well, being homesick. And I know there's a chance that I will mess this up, but, you know, I have to try. You've done so much for me, and I love you, like, crazy, so I had to. Yes, I absolutely had to. You know, I had to work up the courage to call your mom on my own because, I mean, yeah, I've talked to her, but it was always when, you know, you were with me. But I've been planning this since, like, a week after you found out we couldn't go visit. Yes, that long. Like I said, I love you so gosh darn much, and you deserve this. I just hope I don't ruin all these things for you, because this is a first for me. Like, I've done a lot of cooking in one day, just not this close to each other, you know? Like, I made 2 batches of bacon so that I would have 1 skill to cook the French toast, and because your mom said that it had to be cooked that way, you know, to help with the savory taste. It had to be cooked with the bacon grease and whatnot. Yes, I made savory French toast. I cooked it with pepper instead of cinnamon, which is probably why it smells different. I also got the syrup that your mom insisted on. Also, your favorite coffee is all prepped and it's ready for you. And there's also apple juice in the fridge because your mom said that you love that as with your meal as a kid. She said that she still makes this meal every Christmas morning after presents have been opened, all because you and your siblings loved it so much. And to add to it, I just put sugar cookies in the oven, like, right before you walked in. In the pantry, there is an assortment of icings and sprinkles to decorate them with, because your mom said it was your favorite holiday tradition growing up, one that you still do with your nieces and nephews. Well, believe it, baby. Also, to top it off, I have country fried steak planned for dinner. Yes, homemade, by the way. I know that's what your family would have for Christmas Eve dinner, but I figured you wouldn't mind having it tonight. And on that note, I do believe that breakfast is all ready. What? What? You're looking at me all funny. I love you too. You know, I think I made more than enough, but you've got a bigger appetite than I do, so I figured it was better to make just a little bit more than usual, especially with it being all special. Okay, everything is on the table. What am I forgetting? Oh, drinks. Coffee for you and apple juice for me, and of course, if you want some as well. You're speechless? What, did I not cook it right? Does it taste weird? It tastes like home? Really? That makes me very happy. Now, I was serious about you not doing anything today, except maybe taking care of the dishes for the day, because I guarantee you that by the end of the night, I will just be exhausted. Oh, I can have anything I want. Well, right now, all I want is for you to feel happy. I know you love Christmas, So I just wanted it to feel special this year, despite us not being able to travel far. Yes, I do plan on eating. I just, little rambly, I've been up for a while. I've been so excited for this day. Yes, still rambling. Okay, first bite. Oh, wow. Wow. You know, I think I might like savory French toast more than sweet. Especially the corners where it's more crispy. This is just so, so good. Oh. Yeah, I love this. I am very glad that I cooked it perfectly, because if I had messed it up, I would have been really upset. Wait, you don't put the syrup on the French toast? What do you use it for then? The bacon. How come I've never seen you use syrup for bacon before? Oh, you're not sure? Well, okay. If you're doing it, I have to try this. Damn. Okay, yeah, that is really good. See, I know that I wouldn't have made this without your mom's help, but I think I'd outdone myself, because this might be one of the best breakfast meals I've made. Because, whew, I just hope it's as good for you as it is for me. What? You're staring at me because you think I'm cute. I mean, I'm eating, not sure how I could be that cute, but thank you. Why are you laughing? Oh, you adore me. Well, I sure do adore you too. Your lips taste like syrup. Mine too. I guess we're both sweet. You know, I am actually really excited to decorate the sugar cookies, because I don't think I've actually ever decorated cookies before. Yeah, I mean, Christmas just wasn't big in my family. I mean, for example, I've told you this, I'd only ever get to listen to Christmas music when I was with my grandma, because my mom just wasn't a fan of it. I mean, we go to see, like, Christmas lights, but that was about it. But, you know, we go to my grandma's for Christmas, so of course music is played then, but if we held Christmas at my parents', it probably wouldn't be as festive. But my grandma loves Christmas, so she goes all out sometimes. What? No, I know that I heard you. I just kind of want you to say it again. You can't wait to start new traditions with me. Now, why does that make me so giddy to hear? Well, probably because I'm a hopeless romantic who lives for little things like that. What? What is it? Just what? You can't get over me. I hope that's a good thing. I'm glad that I make you happy. That smile on your face, that is one of the reasons I had to do this. Yeah. Seeing your face light up like that, it's one of my favorite things, and I know it would light up even more if you were actually home, but I did the best that I could, and well, seeing that smile makes it all worth it. Yeah, you can tell me anything. Why would I be mad? Wait, don't tell me that you were lying about the food actually being good, because that might break my heart. I mean, I'm joking, but I mean, not really at the same time. Not about the food. Okay, what is it then? What do you mean there's a different reason? I thought you said that you didn't want us to travel because you prefer to save the money for when we move out of this place. You lied? But we were supposed to see your family this year. That was the agreement that we made once we moved in together. You know, we would switch on and off each year between our families. Saw mine last year. Oh, do you not want me to meet your family, or? Okay, good. Wait. Why then? What? You were gonna wait for when we were around my family, around them for what? Where are you going? Okay then. Are you coming back? I mean, the anticipation is killing me. Okay, well, I guess while I wait, I'm just gonna continue to stuff my face because, well, it's good. I hear you laughing in there. Yes, I know. Yes, I'm stuffing my face, I know. What? Wait. No, wait. Just because I did all of this, it doesn't mean you need to give me my Christmas present early. Wait. Hold on. It's only the first. Why? You already got my Christmas present? No, that's not the point. I promise this day is about you. It's not about me. Why not both? But why? That's a really small box. Tell me that's not what I think it is. Open it and see if, of course. Oh god, it is. Okay. Oh, when you're getting on one knee. Wait. You were gonna do this in front of my family? Okay, a lot of this is making sense now, but why would you do this now? I mean, if you insisted on doing it in front of my family, if you pushed back seeing your family for Christmas, just, you know, that this is the moment. You don't feel like it has to be now. You want it to be now. That's what you mean, right? Okay. I think I'm actually shaking right now. This is so real. Of course I want to marry you. You're my person. Oh my goodness, it's so pretty. It's perfect. Of course I'm actually shaking. I can't believe this is happening. Wow, you're my fiance now. Oh my god, I can't believe I could say that. Oh my god. No, I need to have my face down. Just... I'm all emotional. Just... gosh, I can't stop staring at it. It's so beautiful. I love you so much. I'm, you know what? I think it's my turn to be speechless. I really don't know what to say right now. I just, yeah, I'm teary-eyed. I just, it's so pretty. Of course, I want to call my family, but you know, I can do that tomorrow. I want today to be about us. You know, I woke up determined to make this day about you, and instead it's about us. I love you so much. So much that it's unbelievable. I love you.